Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Come on!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda for the third annual Pete Rose Golf Gala. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? Step off the ledge. There's still games to be played. It's a seven-game series. At least your Astros won last night. Your Rockets lost to the Golden State Warriors, and we're here to talk all about it with you till 4 o'clock. It is The Usual Suspects. We are coming to you live from Wildcat Golf Club right here off Alameda over by the Dome, and it is the Hit King Golf Classic and Gala. That Hit King being Pete Rose. He is in the building. He will be playing in the golf tournament. We will be blessed with Tony Perez, the Hall of Fame first baseman, joining us in about 15 minutes. But Barry's here. I'm here. Nice. Nick's back at the studio. And we are here to take you on a fun little entertaining ride until 4 o'clock.
Who did we have? Who did we have last year on the program?
I'm not sure. I think I sat in and listened to Pete Rose with Granato and Salisbury.
I thought, didn't we have somebody?
And we might have had Tony on with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Then we'll get to rekindle our old romance.
George Foster is here, but he is playing in the tournament, I believe, so he's already out on the course.
Yeah.
It was raining earlier. Looks like it's going to hold off. Everybody's going to get out there and have a great time. It's for a great cause. Want any information, the Hit King Baseball Academy is about to get going out in the Katy area, and if you want a place to get your young, up-and-coming, aspiring baseball player to get some quality instruction, check out hitkingbaseball.com. Get them out there in Katy. It is a fantastic facility that's going to be set up for kids.
Nice. I saw it's a celebrity deal out here. I saw Scarface earlier.
Yep.
Our promotions team had no idea who he was. I was so ashamed to even hang out with them. They thought he was Young MC, and that's not good.
That's our promo team. We'll just blame it on having to be up at Tasha, 5 a.m.
Tasha Pockets had no idea. And of all the people that I thought would have, it's the young African-American woman that I thought would know who Scarface was. No idea. She thought he was Young MC. She asked him, sir, could you sign my Bust a Move shirt?
Then asked if he sang bass for Boys to Men. That didn't work out either.
Yeah, it was ugly. So yeah. This was an interesting weekend for me.
Okay. So isn't every weekend interesting for you?
Well, not always, but to start things off, I had a gig Friday night in the Woodlands.
Okay.
Now, as you know, as a comedian, one of the things that we do is we sell merchandise after the show with some of our jokes on it.
Yes.
Like, I have shirts, I sell koozies, shout out to Crystal Collins for taking my koozie around the world,
everywhere.
Literally,
yep.
And tweeting about it.
She can't take cowboy stuff.
Step your game up, Gabriel.
Get kicked out.
Yeah. It's just a way to supplement some income, especially when you're on the road and driving everywhere like I do. I'm still middling, you know. I'm still that struggling guy. So I'm in the Woodlands, and it was I really thought I walked into a real estate investment seminar. It was all old white people. Like, all old white people. So I was like, wow, well, maybe I should change up my set just a little bit. Not to pander, but just...
Now, you can do that?
Yeah.
You make adjustments on the fly
that? Yeah, I have about an hour of material, which affords me the opportunity to be able to... Oh, look, the average age in the crowd is 70. So maybe I'll go with some jokes where I talk about feeling old in my 40s or whatever. If they're younger, I'll do younger stuff. Whatever, right? So everything's going great. Show went good. I got to work with Steve Hirsch, funny dude. After the show, you know, I do the little thing at the end where I'm like, oh, I got these koozies. It's these jokes that I do on stage, these pickup lines, and everyone laughs and whatever. This snooty-ass white lady comes up to me after the show. She goes, you're not really selling this, are you?
Dropped the S-bomb?
Yeah, and called it shh.
Really?
To my face. And I said, excuse me? She goes, you're not really selling this, are you? And I said, yeah, thanks for calling it. Shh. You can go bleep yourself and get the bleep out of the way.
How'd she respond to that?
Excuse me? And then, like, this, her husband came over, and I was like, well, this is getting weird. But you know what? Don't be a bitch. And
really?
That won't happen. Yeah. Out of nowhere. I was like, why would you disrespect me like that? She goes, I wasn't being disrespectful. I was asking a question. I said, no, you were being disrespectful. And her, she was drunk, and her husband was like, let's go. Let's go. I was like, man.
Could you take the husband?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have said, hey, if I give it to you for free, would you take it? I'm sure you would. Then get the hell out of here.
No, I just – it pissed me off, though. I thought, how
– I don't blame you.
What, you don't have to be disrespectful. If you don't want it, just keep moving. Like, I'm not pressuring. I even say on stage, you don't have to buy one. Just say hi when you leave.
Right.
Just let's take a
give
picture.
Give you a hug.
Just say hi, yeah. Give me a
check
hug.
Check the oil.
Whatever it is, you know, whatever makes
Ring
you feel good.
Ring the doorbell.
Good. So, yeah, so that was how my weekend started. And then
– I wanted to ask you about the steel house.
Then – Saturday, I got to go to the Steelhouse Poker Club and play some poker and had an absolute blast.
Did you?
Yeah, it's a nice place, man, like 20 tables and TVs everywhere, so it was really cool.
Yeah, we've been
got to watch some of the Astros game when it started, and I did well. I wasn't the first one out.
That what you want? That was your goal?
That was my goal, not to be the first one bounce. I think I was in like the first 20%, though.
Okay.
I was out pretty early. I wasn't even the first one at my table. I was the fourth guy out at my table. The difference is everybody else bought back in again because they're all professional poker players.
That would be an extra 300.
That would be an extra 300. And I was like, no, I'm good.
You got that.
I don't need to buy. And they were all going, bro, you can buy back in. I was like, yep, no, we'll see you later, fellas. I got to go. But I'm at a table full of just absolute sharks, just guys that have been playing poker for 20 years. They're professionals. Hey, you going to the World Series of Poker? Yeah, I'm going. Are you? Yeah, I'm probably. I'm waiting on the guy that backs me in this. And I'm going.
Oh, it's serious business.
Oh, I'm going. Are you serious right now? Like, dude, everybody was just. I was the only. I'm pretty sure I was the only guy in the room in the tournament that had never played in a tournament before. I played poker.
Yeah.
I had just never played in a tournament. So, but I ended up, I was fourth out at my table. The other three guys bought back in again, but I was fourth out at my table. But I followed Fred's advice. I just played really conservative.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it seemed to do pretty well for me. But you could tell I was new. They knew. I had pocket queens, and you would have thought I had pocket twos. Like, I played them so conservatively that when I flipped them over, I beat a pair of jacks. And everybody's like, bro, really? What the hell are you doing? I was like, hey, don't worry about how I play. Like, I was trying to get defensive.
You had a different priority and set of objectives yeah. in this adventure.
My priority wasn't to win. It wasn't to be, you know, first down and look foolish. So,
well, you got that goal accomplished.
I won one pot in almost 3 hours, but it was enough to keep me in.
How long were you there?
3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was enough to keep me in the game. I learned a lot. I had a good time. Like, I got kind of bad luck at one point. I had a full house. Fours over tens and got beat by nines over fours. And so I was kind of upset about that. But I think it was nines over. No. Yeah. But I had a full house, got beat by a bigger full house. So okay. I was so pissed about that. That's not supposed to happen, but it happened.
Lost so John half. Stamos and company beat you?
Went back. I mean, it was fun though, dude. I had a blast. I was like, you know, I could see where this would become like something that you would want to do on a regular basis. So I told the guys, I told Rusty and the guys out there at Steelhouse, I was like, man, you may have to see me on Saturdays just for fun. Like, it's a good time.
Dude,
I had a blast.
Jerry Bowe killed it.
Did he?
Our guy Jerry Bowe, who gives you unbelievable gambling advice on sportsmap.com as well, made it to the finals on Sunday.
Nice.
And was in like the top eight, although I think only the top six got cash.
Yeah.
And he finally got towards the end there. But I was like, dude, just the fact that you got that far is impressive, man.
When you consider how many people were in this tournament, there were, I want to say, probably close to 180 people on day one. They were taking the top 25% of the finals. There was another 170 on day two. They were talking about maybe having a third day one where you had like day one. We mm-hmm. talked about 1A and 1B
right.
on Saturday.
Right.
They said there may not be enough people to have a 1C Sunday morning before the finals. So super crazy, man. It was packed. It was a lot of fun, though. Like a lot of fun. So I'm glad I got to do it. I'm glad I did it. And then we'll talk about my mishaps and adventures with the Rock, trying to watch the Rocky game later.
We could do that. We could talk about a whole lot more. We've got Astros Rockets to talk about. We've got a lot on the agenda. And, of course, we've got everything going on here at the Hit King Baseball Academy Gala and Golf Tournament. A Hall of Famer is going to join us next. His 24 hangs from the – well, there's not really – I guess there's rafters, even though it's not a roof on the stadium. But his number 24 is retired by the Cincinnati Reds. He is in the Hall of Fame for both the Reds and the Baseball Hall of Fame, and he's going to join us next. He's Tony Perez, and that's going to be a lot of fun as we continue to roll on. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. Infuse Energy is a locally owned Houston company. If you're looking for energy and an energy provider that you can trust, go no further than my good friends at Infuse. Josh Pesikoff and his staff have set up a fantastic program. The first thing you're going to get when you get is a human being on the phone. You know how frustrating it can be when you get an automated system. And they're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to know when you use the energy the most, when you use it the least, and how they can help you get the best rates possible for either your business or your family. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit. And it just goes on from there. Check them out at InfuseEnergy.com or call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up and choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That helps decrease your carbon footprint. And I told you, I switched months ago. And last summer, when it was really as hot as it can be, they took hundreds off my bill. It is a fantastic, fantastic company, and I could not be happier. You will be happy, too. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Infuse energy into your life.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second segment of the show. First hour, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry and it's Joel, and we are coming to you live from the Hit King Baseball Academy Gala and Golf Tournament. We are privileged enough to be joined now by a seven-time All-Star, MVP of the 67 All-Star Game, not only a member of the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame in 1998, but he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown in 2000, Tony Perez. Tony, a great pleasure and an honor to have you again for the second year in a row joining our show.
Thank you, thank you. I'm very happy to be here this year, and I really enjoy coming here and see a lot of people who trying to help the kids to be a better ball player and learn how to play the game.
And you know, and we talk about the camaraderie, you and Pete, George Foster, the Big Red Machine. To me, the neatest thing is, you know, in today's day and age, you hear about teammates, but they're not, they don't have that bond. When they get traded or they move on, free agency or what otherwise, it doesn't seem to have that same kind of connection. You guys still look like you were just sitting in the locker room shooting the bull. That's got to be a fantastic feeling to know that your brotherhood with that team is always going to be not only in baseball history, but just in friendship.
Well, that's great, man. You know, when we get together, we start talking about the past, how the way we play, the way, you know, about the other guys. And it's really, like you said, right now the players are not, you know, be like we used to be. Be
that
close
chemistry.
To each other and, you know, and call each other. And now they do like testing a lot. You
right,
know,
right.
I test the guy, but never talk.
You and Pete don't text?
No, we talk. We call each other. we just call and talk, you know, because you want to talk about a lot of things. Text, you have to do it maybe three or four words and that's it.
Yeah. Now, back in the day, you guys used to hang out like after games and drink beer in the clubhouse and watch TV and stuff like that. They don't do that anymore nowadays either, do they?
No, they don't do much of that because mostly the clubhouse don't have a lot of beer for the players now.
Which is disappointing.
Right,
but, yeah.
Right. Maybe the coaches and the manager have a beer, but not even some clubhouse do. But not for the player. The player had to go out and drink and get in trouble. But we used to stick around after the game, talk about the game we play, and talk about, you know, we get on each guy. Yeah, if you don't play good, you make an error, you make a mental mistake. and we get on you. Yeah. And that's why we do, and then drink beer. P stick around, but he never drink. P never drink, and boy, he stick around with us.
Nice. He didn't drink. I didn't know that. I got a question for you because you manage, too. You manage for the Reds. You manage for the Marlins. You've been around the game your whole life. Where are you on the analytics, these shifts, putting everybody on one side of the infield, all the different things where the front office is coming down and saying, this is the statistics and the numbers that state play this guy this way. And a lot, there's some guys still that play the game today that have a different perspective. They don't like that. If you're a pitcher and they decided to hit it away from the shift, you can see some guys pretty frustrated.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, they used to do a little bit in my time because I was part of that. Dave Bristol, the manager in the late 60s, he moved me one time to left field because Willie McCovey was a hitter. And he won four outfielders, you know, because he don't hit the ball on the ground too much. But he was lucky because that Willie, he won to left field, and I almost you know, I go around and grab it, but, you know, that was a bad experience for me. I don't like
that.
Did
you have the first baseman's mitt on? Or?
No, I got a glove. Okay, That's the problem.
Okay.
So you never took fly balls in left field
before?
Yeah,
I need something big. I need a large glove.
A basket, huh?
Yeah, I know, but they do that. They Bristol used to do that, put four infielders on the one time I was playing second base because they moved me from third to third. Like that, but not like they doing now.
Yeah.
Every game you watch now, somebody do the switch, and players, they tried that one with me in Philadelphia, and because they say I always get the hit over second base, they put the second base one behind second base and let the thing up. And the first two times with no man on base, I don't try to hit a hit. I don't try, I try to, you know, to go punch forward it. And hit a home run, you know, to left field, but the third or the fourth time, I don't recall, the base was loaded. And they do the same thing. I hit a ground ball to second base. I drove it 2 runs.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, you're born
and in Cuba. Stop.
I bet they would. Them.
Do you keep up with a lot of the Cuban-born players, like Yuli Gurriel of the Astros? Do you try to – is there that special camaraderie that you have being a Cuban baseball player? Do you kind of follow them at all?
Yeah, I follow them. I, you know, like I used to, I spent 23 years with the Marlins, mm-hmm. and I was at the ballpark and home all the time. And every time they came in, you know, I say hello to their Puig and all those guys, all the Cuban guys, the guy Soler, the one he was with Arizona and all that. So, yeah, I keep in touch with all the guys, and I want to say hello to everyone. You know, the guys I know, but, yeah, I stick around with them.
You watched the development of this Astros team, culminating with the World Series. But
yes.
Did it make you feel good about the fact that it wasn't done so much with free agency and trying to bring names after they'd already established themselves? But they were bad for a while, but they valued draft picks, and they groomed their players. Yep. And to see the complete maturation to the point where they got the ultimate prize?
The Astros doing a great job. I remember, you know, like when they started, when all those guys, they started rebuilding the team, and they was, like you said, they were bad once. I remember when my son Eduardo came here, when they started rebuilding, and we were talking to him. I followed the Astros then because my son was there.
Sure, he was.
And
coach.
Then I see how they progress, and I put a great team together with all those guys, and see the Correa guys, the Altuve, and all those guys doing the job they're doing. That's great. They put a good team together.
Who is your favorite player to watch? I mean, do you have a guy that, like, for me? Disappointingly enough, it was Robinson Cano. He's a guy I always love to watch play second base. Who's a guy that you just, if he's on TV, even if you're not interested in the team or the game, you want to watch that player?
Well, I not really watch one guy. I watch every night. I watch baseball.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got the thing, and I, you know, for I watch the thing who I playing better. The one they fight, they close to the first place. And
uh-huh.
I just watch the Astros a lot because they are trying to win.
Yeah.
And that's the guy. But I don't – maybe the guy on the bottom, I don't watch him. I don't watch him. But you know, the guy like Correa and those guys I knew from Puerto Rico. Uh-huh. I'm watching those guys. And now I got to go and watch the Yankees because Stanton, Jellies, Milwaukee, Ozuna, St. Louis, those guys I was you know, around and help, trying to help them in Miami.
I got to ask you before we let you go, all this controversy now, the Astros pitching staff is obviously fantastic. Now people are starting to talk about pine tar and spin rate and the, you know, these guys overachieving. But at the end of the day, as a hitter, as a Hall of Fame hitter, I mean, everybody's trying to find that advantage. But is there any – you put any credence in the fact that these guys are using pine tar and stuff and all of a sudden their spin rate is going to affect – they're pitching that much?
Oh, no, I don't believe it. I mean, that's an excuse. Maybe one player come up and say, hey, this guy using a pine tar, I see a ball or whatever. That's a bad excuse. I don't think no matter if the ball is a little dark, you can still hit it if you keep your eyes on it. But, no, they got a good stuff. Those guys can pitch, and that's what they're doing a great job. Who's going to say Verlander is doing it?
Cheating.
He's been doing it this
guy
for
a
long good time.
Pitcher.
Yeah.
He's a pitcher.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
He's going to get you out.
Yeah. And finally, obviously, your man Pete, and we know that gambling is becoming legal across the country, but your feelings on the fact that Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah. I always say that. Pete belongs in the Hall of Fame. He's in my Hall of Fame. I always say that. If they don't want him in baseball, please let him go. On the voting for the Hall of Fame, and he will be there. That's what I can say.
Yeah. Well, you're a class act, sir. We appreciate you spending some time with us again. Tony Perez in town for the Hit King Baseball Academy Gala and Golf Tournament. Again, if you want any information on that, check out hitkingbaseball.com. But always a pleasure to have you on the show. Safe travels and always welcome back.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for being here.
That was
Thank
Tony
you,
guys. Perez, guys. Right. Hall of Famer. That's fantastic stuff. We're going to continue to roll on with the show in just a minute as we're just a half hour into the three-hour extravaganza. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Hawk Security. Can you imagine coming home to your house and finding out that someone's broke into your home? You know, that pit in your stomach feel that you're worried about being violated, your personal space, your belongings, maybe your family. Those are the kind of things that can really put fear in your heart, and you don't want that. If you want to prevent that, call my friends at Hawk Security, 281-947-HAWK. Hawk Security is the leader in home automation. They can give you peace of mind knowing your family and your home are protected. So you owe it to yourself to call them and check out what they can do. Matter of fact, if the first 100 people that call and mention the promo code Nate, N-A-T-E, you're going to get $400 worth of free stuff. That means a free installation of a doorbell camera with the GoHawk security package, and it just goes on from there. So check them out. First 100 people to respond and use the promo code Nate at 281-947-HAWK is going to save $400 and get all that stuff free. And it's 24/7 full-service home security. It's dedicated to protecting what matters most to you. That's your home, your family, and your belongings. It's burglary and intrusion detection, video surveillance, life safety, and even fire detection. And they do it all for you. You can even do it when you're not even at the house. You can use your phone and the app, and you can check and see who's at the door, if anything has happened while you were away, and it keeps you safe in the process. So again, 281-947-HAWK or log on to hawksecurity.com. If it matters to you, use the promo code Nate and call Hawk Security today. I see you.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects, coming to you live from Wildcat Golf Club, where, of course, we are here for the Hit King Baseball Academy Golf and Gala. We were here last year. Great to be here again this year. Great to be joined by Hall of Famer Tony Perez in the last segment. If you missed any of it, please catch the podcast. Go to ESPN975.com. Check up and catch up on all that you've missed throughout the show. It's Barry and Joel here, Nick back at the studio. The gang all together to bring you everything. Barry, before Mr. Perez joined us, we were talking
Which
a little bit
awesome,
about
the
weekend.
Way.
He's such a nice man.
Yeah, he is. It's always cool to get to. That's why this is our second year doing this,
yes.
And I kind of dig it, man. It's a long ass drive. I'm not gonna lie. Coming from spring,
yeah,
It's a haul, but I kind of enjoy it, man. You get out here on the course, you get to hang out with celebs and interview cool people like Tony Perez, so I dig it. It's nice.
Yeah,
and White Magic wanted to know, is this open to the public? No, you have to be in the tourney. So you can't just show up.
Yeah, and they have now, I believe, teed off based on weather.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
White Magic, you can probably get by with it.
But, you know, you can probably sneak in
and
just drink at the bar.
Just walk in the front clubhouse. Shopping in the pro shop.
Exactly. Did it rain for you guys last night?
I'm trying to remember. Yes, it did.
It did for me.
You know what? As a matter of fact, not only did it rain, but I have DirecTV.
Mm-hmm.
And my DirecTV went out and I lost the signal. And I'm going, right at tip-off, you're going to take away the game from me? So thankfully, Lisa quickly got the laptops going. And we tried two different websites until we got the game on the computer. And I watched probably half the first quarter on my computer until it came back up.
Oh, Nick, did it rain on you?
Yeah, my internet cut off because I watched the game on the internet. And because of the rain, my internet got cut off. So I missed like a part of the second quarter.
So we lost lights.
Oh, wow. It went big time on you.
6:15. And I was like, okay, no problem. They'll probably come back on. They usually are pretty quick about it. At 6:45, I was like, all right, time to go to the sports bar at the front of the neighborhood. Get in the car, drive up there. Lights are out all the way. 299. So the HEB was out, all the restaurants. So I was like, okay, so now I got to go even further down Rayford. I finally ended up at Tubelo's. It used to be a sponsor here on the station. And I watched the game from there. And couple things. Watching a game at a sports bar is not the ideal way to watch a game.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many distractions going on, number one. And number two, having to listen to people talk about sports.
Amen.
It reminds me back when I was covering MMA and I would go watch an MMA fight. And listening to people watch an MMA fight is the saddest and most hilarious thing ever. Because they tell you what they would do if they were getting beat up and they have no clue what they're talking about. But it was just chaos and mayhem. And I'm trying to focus and concentrate. And then it doesn't help that they had the Rockets on one screen and the Astros on the other. That didn't help
at all.
So
you're
like
pinball going back and forth?
Yeah, that didn't help at all. But at least I got to watch it. But there was one guy at the end of the bar who every time the Rockets would miss a layup, which was a lot in the first half.
I got numbers for you.
Every time they would just miss a free throw, he would slam his both fists on the bar like a Viking at a big dinner in Valhalla or something. He would just and it would just disturb everybody at the bar, and everyone's looking like, "Bro, what are you doing?" And he would just scream. Worst part, he had his daughter with him, like a 14-year-old daughter, just sitting there on her phone. I'm like, "What are you doing?" So apparently everybody went up there like me because the lights were out all over the place, like in Harmony and Bender's and all
beer?
These places.
Huh? Was she drinking beer?
No, she was just on her phone. But dude, I was just like, I can't be sports bar guy. I'm unable.
That's
to
why
do it.
You know, and everybody always asks me, where do you watch Packer games? Well, I watch Packer games in the comfort of my own home, where I won't be bothered by any of that. Because you're absolutely right. Because you get the Kool-Aid. They don't serve Kool-Aid at the bar, but they should, because those fans are the biggest Kool-Aid drinking. Glass half empty.
Yes.
Rockets aficionados that are just annoying as hell.
Yeah, and then afterwards I'm listening to two dudes talk about the Astros. And one of them was like, man, it sure is great having Lance McCullers in the bullpen. And then they spent 20 minutes on that. And I'm thinking.
You know the other place that's like that?
Jeez.
Whenever I go to the gym. And you get all the guys that just think that they are the next coming of expert sports analyst, and they just want to get – and then I'll look at you and go, hey, bro, you agree with me, right? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I got my headphones in. I wasn't listening because I just don't want that conversation because it won't end. And they all think that they know everything.
Yeah. Steve asked on Twitter, wait, Barry, so you left your wife at home with no power? Yeah.
Wow, that's a bold move.
That's exactly
what
I did. That's
a big-time move.
I said, bye. I'm going to watch the game. I'm sorry you don't have power. Do you want me to bring some food back when I'm done? She was like, no, I'll just make some soup on the stove.
What, out at the 40-acre farm, you don't have a generator?
No, well, it's just a gas generator. We don't have, like, the one that automatically kicks in.
Oh.
Yeah. That's Granado style money. I don't have all that. I just have a gas generator. I gotta go get gas. And I know. Granado just said, "You have a generator." I know. Well, you know.
It is like that. I was going to say, when you said you left the house before the game to go and catch it at a sports bar at the front of the neighborhood, I was like, so what'd you get there, by halftime?
No.
You had to drive about an hour to get there from the front of the neighborhood?
You know, and I kept texting my wife, too. You want to bring you some food? She's like, no, it'll be too late. It'll be too late. Then when I get home, guess what she hits me with?
Did you bring me any food?
Why didn't you bring me any food? Damn it, woman, I texted you.
Boy, I lived that life, too, sir.
I texted you.
I lived that life as well.
Well, you could have brought me some chips. Oh, my God.
I did Sports Sunday last night.
Now I see why men go to the bar and drink.
I did Sports Sunday last night. Oh, okay. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been, like, as worried about missing, you know, any of the game. First quarter, you know, it's the NBA. Everybody's going to make a run.
You just missed a bunch of blown layups.
So I'm worried about that. And then I'm looking at the weather. I'm going, yeah, okay. And then I'm going to have – because Wex, of course, just assumes I'm always going to do it. So I get the text Saturday night at about 9:30 at night. Mm-hmm. Hey, didn't someone get in touch with you already? He pulls that move.
Oh,
but
nice.
We need you. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. But then I'm like, Sunday nights, Lisa's got to go back to work. She wants to go to bed early. And then, of course, our dogs just – first of all, she screwed up. She put the alarm on, and, you know, you have two different options, like immediate or with a 60-second cushion.
Yeah.
She puts it on immediate. So now the entire neighborhood thinks that someone's breaking into our house. And so I got to get the alarm company real quick, text them, we're all good, all clear, everything like that. Then I kick the end table, and it makes a thump, and all the dogs come out like a stampede or like the Iditarod. And I'm like, oh. She's not sleeping, and I'm going to hear about this.
Did she get in trouble?
She actually was very understanding, so I give her credit. Yeah, I got through it. But, not easy when you know that you're going to have to talk about negatives the entire time.
I didn't tweet a lot during the game, but the two big observations that I had early on, and then by the second half, I almost just went home because it was over. Yeah. It really was over in the second half.
No doubt about it.
I know they made a
third
run.
Third quarter is where they really
made a run, but it was they were never in danger of coming all the way back. But two problems to me, and I don't even have the box score in front of me, but I just tell you that my eyes told me two problems. Missing layups and giving the Golden State Warriors second chance points. How many times did they get beat for an offensive rebound and put back in that first half? It was disgusting on both fronts. And it was like, yeah, they're not winning this game if this continues to happen. And then they got down by so much. We talked about the fact that you can't be down by more than 5 or 6 points to the Warriors and expect to come back. Even if they have you down by 12, you're probably done.
Because they were doing you favors in the first half.
Yeah.
You know, every time they were up 9 or 10, they could have been up 15 or 20, but they were pulling 40-foot threes with 20 seconds on the shot clock.
Even Gerald Green was going, why did they take that shot?
Yeah, and you're like, okay, well, all you got to do is leave the door a little bit open, and at some point the Rockets will come storming through. But that third quarter for Curry starting out as bad as he started out, that was pretty spectacular from a Warriors perspective to see him break out like he did. But we'll talk about all of
that's
that.
That's the scary part is you had all that going for you, and now Curry's back, it looks like.
It looks like it. So we got plenty to break down on that front, plenty of opinions that we can share. And if you want to join us and get your opinions heard as well, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter where it's at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is Funny, and at the producer Nick.
Hey, look, guys, if you're out there, if you're feeling tired, maybe you're gaining weight, or you've gained some weight and now you just can't lose it. Maybe you're just having problems getting up for the romance that's supposed to take place at night. You might have low testosterone, you might have erectile dysfunction, or worse, you might have signs of a bigger health issue. And I've been where you are. I've put on the weight and struggled to take it off. I've had low energy. I was tired all the time. I couldn't get up. I couldn't get the energy to work out. That's why I want you to get in touch with Dr. Orlando Ternany. 713-588-1425. 713-588-1425. Get in touch with him. Feel like your old self again. Call today and schedule an appointment. What I like about Dr. Ternany, he's an old school doctor, and that means he puts his patients first. And I can tell you firsthand because when we were talking one day, somebody poked their head in the room and said, hey, there's a patient. They have a question. He was like, I'm sorry, I have to go. And he put everything on hold for the patient, and that's what you want in a doctor. And just because he's old school like that doesn't mean he's not keeping up with the latest news that comes out of the NIH, because he's always on the National Institute of Health's website and getting that information so that he can pass that on to you and keep you guys on the cutting edge of men's medicine. Call today. 713-588-1425 is the number. Take care of your health. It's the most important thing you can can do for yourself. And it's more than just getting a shot or taking a little pill. That's why I want you to call today, 713-588-1425, or log on to DrOrlandoTurnityMD.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Still in hour number one of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects. It's Barry and Joel coming to you live from Wildcat Golf Club, the beautiful facility here, home of the Hit King Baseball Academy Golf Tournament and Gala, which is going on right now. Pete Rose, Tony Perez, George Foster, guys from the Big Red Machine, all present and accounted for. Very neat event. Our second year out here, their third year doing it. Very cool. We started talking Rockets a little bit before the break, Barry, but not really breaking it down. But you had some thoughts and observations. You mentioned the missed layups. 11 missed layups and dunks. Not in the game. 11 missed layups and dunks for the Rockets with 3:38 to play in the first half.
It's ridiculous. It was
That's
disgusting.
A bad, bad sign.
And I thought maybe I'm just because I was so distracted that that's the only time I tuned in. Because it seemed like that's all they did was just missed. I was like, Did they turn over like layup drills and coaching to Luke Mbamute, and then he was just showing everybody how to not do layups, and then that's what happened? It was ridiculous.
Well, and here's my thing with Luke Mbamute. Stop putting him out there.
Yeah.
You know, first you have the offers in the first two games, and then you start making excuses saying, I'm afraid to dunk because of my shoulder. And then you look at him getting stuck at the rim and Looney putting him on his rear end last night, and I'm like, just quit putting him out there. Try Joe Johnson. Do something else. But for as good as he was in his first season in Houston, he has been a non-factor, and he looks like he's scared to be out there, and I don't want that guy on the floor.
No, and I mean, this whole team right now, we talk about them having to have a perfect game. If James Harden is going to be your leading scorer with 20 and no one else is going to get more than 13, that you're not beating the Warriors. But I guess my question to you guys, and Nick, if you're in the booth there, how much of this was, because I feel like people are going to say, oh, well, that was the Warriors just playing their, you know, quote, elite defense. But you don't get that many shots at the rim and miss and call that great defense. I think it was just poor execution by the Rockets.
I think that was tight sphincter syndrome in a lot of ways. The one guy that did surprise me after all the misses around the basket was Chris Paul. Chris Paul had that wide open, no one contesting him, shot with him in the rim. And when he missed that, I was like, oh, they're in trouble. Harden missed a couple, but they were somewhat contested. But Chris Paul was naked. Him in the basket doesn't put that in, and you're like, oh, those are going to come back to haunt you. And at that point, you don't realize that it's going to be a 41-point mess.
Right.
But when you look at it, you go, that's just a bad sign in you know, the pressure cooker that is the big stage that they're playing on. And that was awful. But again, I wrote an article for SportsMap last night about this because it was really bothering me. You know, when this team headed out to the Bay Area, the last thing that they wanted to do was look in the rear view and have any memories of game one. They're like, game two was fantastic. We're back doing our thing. We're going to be fine in game three. And then they reverted back to everything that they did wrong in game one. They played slow. They played till the shot clock was under five. You know, all their reserves that were big and stepped up disappeared. Harden and Paul, as you mentioned, couldn't carry them. And the tempo and speed that they have to play at was non-existent, whether you call it iso ball or whatever you want to call it. They have to play faster than they did because you knew that they were going to come out with a lot of energy in that building. You knew that at some point Steph Curry was going to fight his way through it, although in the first half it looked like it was going to be another bad game. And then insult
Third
injury,
quarter.
As much as Golden State let them hang around and only were up 10 or 11 going into the break, right off the tip in the third quarter, right off the jump, Curry gets the three-point play, ends up going 7-for-7, 18 points in the period. And I got to be honest with you. We talked about it 90 seconds into game one when Draymond Green gave the shot to Harden and no one came to the defense. Steph Curry, regardless of what this is my effing house, but the shoulder shimmy.
Oh, that pissed me off so bad.
Someone should have come out of nowhere and blindsided his ass and put him on the floor.
That made
and the
me
fact
so
that
mad.
They didn't do it then and they didn't do it in game one means, like, we talk about this bully ball all the time. A bully's going to keep doing it until you put up some kind of front and fight it. They're going to keep doing it.
I was visibly shaken and angry when he did that, because I was just like, oh, really? Like, you're just now showing up to the party and the dance, but it's your house. Where were you in the first two games, Steph? Where was the
no
shoulder
question
shimmy?
About it.
Oh, that I've kind of – oh, yeah, that made me sick. But what are you going to do? I mean, you know what? You don't want to see that. You got to stop him.
You got to.
And they
right?
did it, not in the third quarter. Nick, what were your thoughts, man?
I mean, I thought, like, for sure, execution was a big part of it. Missing all those layups and dunks is just not acceptable, especially against a team like the Warriors. But I do have a fear, and it's just my thought, that when you play that ISO ball and the shots are not falling, they just fail to kind of build or manufacture confidence anywhere else. When the ISO game is working and the shots are falling, that's when they're super confident. And I feel like there's no other source for anything else when it comes down to the ISO just failing. And that's just scary. I'm not necessarily completely against ISO ball, but I do feel like the offense did get stagnant again. And I do feel like that sometimes you're going to have to mix it up, have some good ball movement. The Rockets didn't do that. If perhaps if they had one more superstar on their squad, you can get away with more ISO ball. But against this Warriors team that loves ball movement, who plays so unselfishly, like, you have to, and the shot's not falling, you got to execute in terms of hitting those layups and dunks, but you also have to have some ball movement and mix it in with some of that ISO plays.
Yeah, all good observations. And the other thing is, you got to play better defense.
No question.
As a team and individuals, defensively, they were garbage.
Here, you're getting beat at your own game, but you know you're playing a team that – but Golden State knows their identity.
Yeah.
They know they have to play fast. They know that they have to – they're going to switch everything, but you have to switch quickly. I mean, I thought of you, Barry, several times. The James Harden quit factor was on level 10, you know? I understand if Steph Curry with his handles undresses you a time or two, right? Because what they were doing was exactly what the Rockets were doing to Golden State. They were looking for switches so they could get Harden one-on-one.
Yeah.
They were trying to expose him.
Smart.
But I get that with Curry. Sean Livingston depanted him and made him look foolish, and he just sat there. And even SportsCenter retweeted it with the look of, oh, God, I just lost my virginity to Steph on a dribble. Like,
yeah.
And you're like, do something about it. It was so frustrating to me. And then I look at the stats, and I go, well, you know, bench points. And you talked about it. We've talked about the depth of the Rockets being deeper than the Warriors. Golden State outscores the Rockets bench by two. They outrun them on the fast break by 13. And yet they still beat them in the paint by 16. And they shoot 41% from three. The Rockets just 32%. And those supporting cast members that were so great in game two.
Gone.
Ariza and Tucker, 6 points apiece. Gordon, 11. Took him 13 shots, in which he only
biggest
made
point.
Four.
That's the biggest. That yeah. hurts him so much. When Ariza and Gordon doesn't score, that hurts him so much.
You're talking about 6 of 19 between Gordon and Ariza.
Awful.
You can't even fade like James Harden and Chris Paul going 6 of 19, much less your role players.
And I hate to say this, but you expect to get your points from Harden and Paul. But here's the deal. In the first half, Chris Paul was 1 of 7 when it mattered the most. Mm-hmm. When they started getting their ass handed to him, that's when he started making shots. That's when it's like, well, who cares? Anybody can score in garbage time. But we needed him to score when he had the open layup with no one on him, when he was trying to get in the lane to stop the bleeding. Even the mid-range, Nick, that we talk about, when he was those mid-range shots stopped the bleeding, especially when the Warriors are on a run. He wasn't knocking those down either.
This is how you know it's going bad. James Harden and Chris Paul combined for 33 points. That wouldn't even make what the Warriors scored in the third quarter, much less the fourth quarter. They had 34 and 38 in those two quarters.
Curry covered him up by himself.
Yeah. You give up 31, 34, and 38 in three of the four quarters and expect to hang around. Here's the problem, though, for me. It doesn't – like, I was just driving in listening to Dell and Rahill, and they were saying how game four is a must-win. I don't think they're winning game four, no. But I think they'll come back and win game five. And then go back and lose game six, and this is over in six. But if there was an opportunity to pounce, it was this game.
Okay, let me throw something at you, Barry, because I was in agreement with you, but then I started thinking about what I was saying. Yeah, so we'll go to break, yeah. and I want to throw this back, because you know what else I saw that might affect the fact that we both said Warriors in six? I saw a whole lot of quit in a Rockets team that I didn't expect to see.
Five, yeah.
They, in a conference championship game, you're not supposed to get blown out by 41 points.
Well, that's my question to you guys, and we'll do it on the other side too. Can you win a championship if you've lost a playoff game by 41? Is that even possible?
Lots of questions that need answers. If you want to join in on the fray and get in on the discussion, something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, tweet. We're just getting started. One in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the show, so come on in and join us, won't you? It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Greater Texan Health. I've been telling you about these guys for quite a while, and I'm telling you, you hear all the ads on the air. You know about all the people that are talking about all the different ways you can control and cure ED. But the biggest thing is the fact that sometimes that little blue pill or the pills that are on the market aren't enough, and you're not seeing results. And this isn't just something that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing or a once-in-every-couple-weeks thing. This is a lifetime-changing thing, and you've got to get some results. ED is a problem, and if you've taken the pills and you haven't seen the results, there is still hope for you because of Greater Texan Health. Greater Texan Health is going to meet with you in person, put together a customized plan, and help you end your ED today. Right now, they're offering a free confidential exam and free testing. And all you have to do is give them a call. You give them a call, you set up an appointment, you go see them, they start working on the process and seeing what they can do to help you. If their recommendations don't work, you get a full refund. So seriously, until they find a solution and it's working, you have nothing to lose except for your ED. It's a state-of-the-art clinic. It's conveniently located South Main, right over by NRG Stadium, so close to the medical center, close to downtown, close to Pearland and all the suburbs. And from there, it just goes and gets easier for you as you meet with some people that can absolutely sympathize with what you're going through. And because they've seen the results and gotten the things done that they needed to get done for other people, they are here to help you as well. Free exam and testing. Just call 713-554-4915. 554-4915, or check them out online, greatertexanhealth.com. Greater Texan Health, once a Texan, always a Texan.
ESPN 97.5.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.